this portion of our broadcast day made possible by IMP Streams. Protect, preserve, and practice your right to free speech, unfiltered. For more information, visit impstreams.com.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. Let me start off by saying this. God bless you. God bless you because you're here in this moment. You are here right now. You are able to hear the sound of my voice. And so thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. But I wanted to let you know something. Come on, nobody else can do us how Jesus does us. This is a Pure Truth Session on commitment. That's right. That's right. Many are called, but are chosen of few. Listen here. The best of the few is you. Many are called, but a chosen are few. But the best of the few is you. Thank you, Jesus, for being the best. Thank you for being the cornerstone that was rejected. Thank you for being all that you are right now, sitting at the right hand of the Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. God, we bless your name for being almighty, all-powerful, and for being faithful, God. You are so faithful. You are so amazing, and your love is so great. So, thank you for blessing this message. Thank you for giving us a word today that we can hear all across the earth, which is your footstool, Lord. Thank you for creating the universe, the sun, the moons, and the stars, God. Thank you for all that you are doing and all that you have already done, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, so I pray today that this message brings deliverance, hope, right now to somebody's ears, God. I pray that they feel like they can do all things through Christ who gives them the strength, even now as they begin to hear this message, that you are doing a new thing in their life, God. So I'm releasing the love of God even right now. Oh, I pray they get it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, guys, I'm so excited. Today's Pure Truth Session is the Pure Truth on Commitment. Now, when you think of the word commitment, tell me, what do you think? Like, what's your definition of commitment? Like, you, what comes to mind? Marriage, not quitting. But let's get the dictionary's definition. Commitment, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity. The second definition is an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. Wow. So here's some words that go with commitment: dedication, devotion, allegiance, loyalty, faithfulness. Right? Obligation, duty, tie, charge, liability, responsibility. Okay? So with all of those in place, how you feeling now? The Pure Truth on Commitment. Now, I love that. And shout out to Inky Johnson. I listened to something that he said, which actually inspired this message. So if you don't know who that is, please check him out. He's got an amazing testimony. He was a football player who was injured and lost his arm. And he continued to be committed and go forth when people thought that he would give up. That's just a short version of the story. And I just wanted to just give him a shout out because I think he's a phenomenal speaker. And his testimony is amazing. It is one that shows commitment, faithfulness, execution, and so much more. So today's Pure Truth session is actually will be a dedication to his commitment, to his continuing on to encourage others, right? And of course, you know, this is a dedication to you, and you. Now, we've often heard the term, don't quit, don't give up, don't get weary in well doing, because you will reap if you faint not. Like, come on, you're going to get what you're supposed to get if you don't quit, if you don't give up. But today we're talking about commitment, right? And commitment is standing true on what you said you were going to do long after the feeling has left. Like when you commit to something, there's no quitting on it because you're committed. You decided that you were dedicated, you were devoted, you are obligated, you're responsible, you're loyal to this thing, you're faithful to this thing. Hey, listen, that's why people make their vows and they go, come on now, they get married, come on, for good or bad, for sickness or health, come on. So what terms can they get divorced under? What terms can you break your commitment? Okay, we're not even going there, right? But pure truth on commitment. So now we got the definition of commitment and some words floating around. I want you to just take a moment and think about the things that you said you were committed to, and you might have abandoned those things. Even right now, just take a moment, you know, and understand that you're still here. So you still have a chance, right? You still have a chance to return to the business. You still have a chance to write the book. You still have a chance to recommit your heart and dedicate it to God. Did you know that? Now, when you are committed, you are all in. You giving it everything that you've got. There's no excuses. Commitment eliminates any excuse. You stay true and you stick with it long after. Like, you know, sometimes we get hype about things. And we love it when we first start. You know, that's me. I be hype. When it first start, I'm like, okay, let me complete all of it right now while I'm hype. Because when I lose this excitement, oh my goodness, you know, lose the momentum of that, then it's like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm on to the next thing. But you can't skip on to the next thing in commitment, right? It's no escaping it. You have to ride that thing out. So when you say you're committed, you create a level of accountability to yourself. And that's something that Inky has said in one of his messages I was listening to, right? He was talking about being committed to that thing. And so I just want to share, you know, when the pressure hits, when different things happen, when the weather changes, right, you'll be put under a test. You'll be tested, right? So sometimes you'll get tired of that thing that you were committed to, and it won't be going as sweet or as good as you thought it was. And you're like, nah, I want to take a break. I want to take a pause. You know, you begin to get unsure. How many of you been in a relationship or on a job and something has changed? And you're like, oh, wait a minute. Now, this was cool when it was like this. But now that things are changing, I don't know if I want this no more. You know, I'm a spoiled brat. I share that with you guys all the time. I'm God's brat. And I'm a real life brat. But I'm maturing. Calm down. Just giggle a little bit. Right? But you can't huff and puff and like, I'm a mom. I can't quit on my kids when they're not acting 100%. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to encourage you to think about what commitment means. Think about how God has been committed to us in forgiving us and loving us, right? So how many pauses and breaks can you actually take when you're committed to something? What do you do when things get ugly? Are you officially all in or no? What will break your commitment? What will help you break your commitment? I need you to stop and think about that right now. Think about love and unconditional love. What would it take for you to break your commitment? Now I'm going to say something to you now that you thought of it. If you have an answer to that, then you're not committed. You understand what I'm saying? There's results and there's reasons. Like, so you're not committed. When you use everything you have and put everything in, right? I told you the good, the bad, the ugly, you can't quit. You have to make up your mind that no matter what, you will commit. There is no other option. There's nothing else. You're going to complete the mission. You're going to complete the task no matter what. You're going to see this thing through. There's no reason that you would stop or give up commitment. Jesus went on a cross. Can you say it with me? Commitment. Come on. And so I just want to share with you today that if you have a reason of why you may not commit, you're not committed. There is no reason. A reason is an excuse. All right. Let's check out some Bible verses on commitment. Psalms 37 and 5. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. 1 Kings 8 and 61. Let your heart therefore be wholly devoted to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commands at this day. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Luke 9:62. But Jesus said to him, no one after putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Come on, guys. That means you can't start something and then decide like, oh, okay, I'm going to start the work. But matter of fact, I'm going to go back. He's like, nah, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. And that's what we're trying to get in shape and fit for the kingdom of God. In Galatians 6:9, let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time, we will reap if we do not grow weary. Don't get tired, guys. Don't quit. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that's that scripture. You know, it's Holy Hood over here. That's that scripture that says, I press toward the mark of the higher calling. Basically, I don't act like I've already received everything, right? One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to forget what's behind me, and I'm going to go forward to what's in front of me. So that's just another scripture to keep on going, press toward, right? 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. So I just want to say to you today, keep the faith. And don't worry, there's more scriptures on commitment. And you can research them and look them up. But last one I'll read you is 1 Corinthians 15:10. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God is with me. So God's grace is keeping us. God's grace is committed to helping us. Come on, God's Holy Spirit is in us, continuously teaching us. That's wonderful right there. Like Jesus was committed, like, yo, I'm going to go. I'm going to give you my spirit. I'm going to give you the teacher so you can be lit. So the pure truth on commitment is God said we were made in his image and his likeness. Come on. And we were made in his image and his likeness, and that's our father. Aren't you a daughter or a son that would look like your dad? So if God is committed, that means you can be committed. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Come on, you can call on God's strength and you can follow the example of Christ. So today I just want to say that we lit, y'all. Basically, pretty much, you know what Pure Truth Session is about, right? Pure Truth Session is about us speaking the truth to what's going on. And in times like this in 2020, with different things going on, and we're praying for Nigeria and all other countries, we have to stay committed to our faith. You can't get weary. You can't stop praying. You can't get comfortable. You have to stay committed to discipleship. You got to stay committed to your discipline. You got to stay committed to growing. You got to stay committed to the promise of God. Don't forget who God is in these moments. Okay, it's time for us to believe again. I know you may try different things and you may have lost a lot of people, but God never loses. So begin to get excited because you have a Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you that can help you. And God's eyes move to and from the earth. And God gives support to his children and his people. And so just know that you're more than a conqueror. You are victorious. Whatever it is, even if it seemed overwhelming to you, I want to tell you right now, you will not be overwhelmed. Pick it back up. Get back in the game. You are still chosen. There's no competition. You're the only one that can do what you can do. I played that song earlier, Mary J. Blige, No One Else. Listen to it. Only you can do what you call to do. Only you can talk to those millions and hundreds that God called you to talk to. Nobody else can do it but you. That's what I need you to understand. God called and chose you. Listen to it.
Best of the few is you. You know exactly what you do.
Now that's Mary J. Blige, and she may be talking about something else in that song, but right now I'm talking to you about what it is. Many are called, but are chosen are few. the best of the few is you. You know exactly what to do. So I'm encouraging you to do what you know to do. Okay? Only you can do what you've been called to do. And so be encouraged. Come on, I come against you being hopeful, hopeless, right? I pray that the spirit of hope will hit you, that your faith is restored, that you will understand that God has chosen you and that you will continue, that you will finish what you start so God can get the glory out of it. That's how he gets the glory out your life. So it's your girl, Lady Tata Great, remembering God's great commission. For Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the plans that I have for you," talking about you, "plans to prosper you, not plans to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future." And God wants to use you mightily in a different way. You are a tool in God's hand. He's the potter. You are the clay. He wants to put you in it. He may put you in a movie scene to connect with somebody for his glory. He may put you at a car dealership. I don't know. He may have you creating your own business, a clothing line. He may put you in design, have you design your own radio station. But I just want you to be available. Be committed to your yes. Say yes and don't look back and don't say no. So today I'm going to pray for those people who were weary. I'm going to pray for those people who had given up and those people who don't even know God. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you that you said if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you. So let this radio show serve as a lifting up, God, of the name of Jesus, God. And we just release the love of God. We release the light of God. And we call everyone back into the marvelous light. For those who have gotten weary and well-doing, those who have gotten tired, I speak strength over them right now in the name of Jesus. Those people who have maybe given up and feel like, oh, it's not worth it, I'm just going to go through a routine. No, I say, behold, God does a new thing. For those people who have lost loved ones and are stuck in a cycle of grievance and mourning, I say, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall receive comfort. Comfort them, God, Lord. I thank you so much, Father, that we are able to praise you through it all. So I just release a praise. Hallelujah. I just release a praise. I have to be honest, you know, this coming week was rough. I got a lot of different news in regards to some friends returning home to heaven. This message is also dedicated to Melinda James. I love you. Rest in heaven, beautiful. And so I got a lot of messages this week. We've been praying for some people, and my friend Greg, his mom passed on. So we're lifting him up, some other people on a Holy Hood prayer line. And so absent from the body, present with the Lord, God told us to let not our hearts be troubled. So I just released the peace of God that we all remember that earth is not our home, right? We're going to transition one day. And that's exciting because I'm sure paradise is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Paradise. Better think twice. So I'm excited. But I say all of that to say thank you, God, for your comfort for those people who have lost loved ones, God. So I just speak peace and God's comfort over anybody who is mourning the loss of a loved one, recent or not recent. If you are experiencing any form of grief, I pray that you will receive God's love. I pray that you will go forward. Anybody who is living with a situation of bitterness and unforgiveness for somebody that is not even living, right? You may have had a situation that you didn't clear up before they left. I come against the spirit of guilt and any type of shame right now and condemnation in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for blessing them and releasing them and showing them your love and forgiveness, that they will be able to release that pain, bitterness, hurt, and unforgiveness for that loved one. And even right now, we pray for those people that don't know you, God, that they don't know what it's like to know your love and your commitment and your faithfulness because they don't have a relationship with you. So I use this moment as an invitation, God, and we invite you in their hearts, God, because we're standing in the gap. We're interceding. So right now, if you're listening to this message and you were one who have shut God out, this is the opportunity to invite him back in. It's an invitation in. So unharden your heart and give the Lord a yes, even in this moment. Try him. He's available. He accepts apologies. You can repent even right now. So, Father, we just want to say thank you for entering in the hearts of those that need you. I need you, Lord. We need you, God. We pray, Father, for those who don't even know that they need you. We intercede for them. And we pray, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Psalms 37, fret not over evildoers. We pray for evildoers, God, to receive a touch from you like Saul did when he turned Paul. Oh, God, he recognized you. You blinded him and he saw you. So, God, we just decree and declare that the blind will see and that the deaf will hear and that you will get the glory. Even as there's so many things going on, Lord, elections, unemployment, everything. Lord, I just pray that your glory will shower down on this earth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray unity over households and families today. No division. As for me and my house, come on, say it with me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord because there is no competition. His name is Jesus, and God has the final say. You are walking in victory. So go ahead, victorious one. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's your girl, Lady Tata Great. And that's the pure truth on commitment. If you ever quit, you wasn't committed. But you can recommit. You can rededicate. Come on, you can do those things. So it's your girl, Lady Tata Great. And I trust that you are a dedicated, devoted, loyal, faithful, obligated, responsible lover of the Lord. So it's your girl, Lady Tata Great. Continue to tune in to the Pure Truth Sessions. Thank you so much for liking, subscribing to the YouTube channel, Lady Tata Great, and also the Instagram channel, Lady Tata Great. And yeah, I look forward to us connecting. And if you haven't already subscribed to my Write the Book course, I want to encourage you to do that. I'm giving away a free ebook that teaches you the 5 steps that you need to become a self-published author. So I'm giving you everything that I used when I created my book titled Daddy Issues. So I did the process with the help of God and it was amazing. But now I'm sharing and I'm giving away for this month of October this free ebook. So please take advantage of that. Go to my Instagram, which is LadyTyTheGreat. And once you go to my Instagram, you can see the link in the bio. You click that and it will give you the free ebook. So it's your girl, Lady Tata Great. And I am committed to making each of us greater by sharing my part and testifying that God is good. I love y'all so much. And chicka, 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 chick. What I'm about to say, come on. What I'm about to say, check, check, and I'm out. But remember, there is no competition. Come on. It's only you that can do what you came to do. God placed you on this earth with a purpose. So we need you. Many are called, but a chosen are few. So it's your time to shine. Keep it going. Keep it pushing. I need you to be dedicated. I need you to be devoted. Come on.
Many are called, but the chosen are few. The best of the few is you.
That's you.
You know exactly what to do.
You know exactly what to do. It's your girl, Lady Tata Great. Chicka, 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 check, check. And I'm out. Shout out to my mama.
Portions of our broadcast day made possible by IMP Streams. Protect, preserve, and practice your right to free speech unfiltered. For more information, visit impstreams.com.
The session is done for now. Come back next week for more pure truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.